Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
He is the patron saint of the childless, of dukes, of the handicapped, and those rejected by religious orders. Saint Henry was born into a royal bloodline and was destined to become Emperor of Bavaria. In 1006, he founded the See of Bamberg and built its great cathedral that was consecrated by Pope Benedict VIII in 1020. During this time, Henry also established a monastery at Bamberg and supported the reforms invoked by the monks of Cluny in France. Immediately after Henry's death, his legend records many miracles began to occur around his tomb and in the surrounding towns. Children were raised from the dead. A blind woman's eyesight was restored. Fishermen survived a terrible storm at sea. Henry was married to Cunegonde of Luxembourg, but they had no children. When he was 34 years old, Henry became king of Germany. As a ruler, Henry concentrated on the good of his people. He built monasteries, helped the poor, fought against unjust seizure of power, and relieved all kinds of oppression. Henry was known as a man of great faith who maintained a close relationship with the church. He collaborated with the church to appoint devout and loyal bishops, reform German bishops, create new dioceses, and endow bishops with temporal powers alongside their spiritual power. Henry was also a man of great charity. As German king and Holy Roman Emperor, Henry was a practical man of affairs. He is energetic in consolidating his rule. He crushed rebellions and feuds, and on all sides he had to deal with drawn-out disputes so as to protect his frontiers. This involved him in a number of battles, especially in the south and Italy. He also helped Pope Benedict VIII quell disturbances in Rome. Always his ultimate purpose was to establish a stable peace in Europe. According to 11th century custom, Henry took advantage of his position and appointed bishops men loyal to him. In his case, however, he avoided the pitfalls of this practice and actually fostered the reform. He was canonized in 1146. All in all, this saint was a man of his times. From our standpoint, he may have been a little bit too quick to do battle and too ready to use his power to accomplish reforms. But granted such limitations, he showed that holiness is possible in a busy secular life. It is in doing our job that we become saints. Actually, there may be some views that say St. Henry may have been ahead of his time. Nine centuries later, another leader expressed almost the same thought as he addressed his countrymen. And here's the clip of that address.
And my first act as president is a prayer. I ask you to bow your head. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads and thank you for your love. Accept our thanks for the peace that yields this day and the shared faith that makes its continuance likely. Make us strong to do your work, willing to heed and hear your will, and write on our hearts these words, use power to help people. For we are given power not to advance our own purposes, nor to make a great show in the world, nor a name. There is but one just use of power, and it is to serve people. Help us remember, Lord. Amen.
Dear God, you filled St. Henry with the abundance of your grace to govern his earthly empire worthily and called him to share your glory in heaven. Through his intercession, help us to shun the allurements of the world and come to you with pure minds. Amen. And that is our saint. That is our saint for the day, St. Henry. How do you spell that again? Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
No, they will not.
No, but sure bless.
And we also pray for our holy Catholic priests. We pray for them.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And a prayer for priests. Lord Jesus, we your people pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the bread, in the Eucharistic bread. And this prayer is coming today from St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests. Pray for us. And when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And that's coming from St. John Vianney. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope and burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. The Catholic priest, always at your side when you fall. And so that's why it's important that we pray for priests. And in praying for priests also, we want to dedicate time here to pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
St. Maria Goretti, patron saint of youth, teenage girls, and forgiveness. St. Daphna, patron saint of stress, anxiety, and mental health. St. Daphna is recognized as a patron for those suffering from mental illnesses, including stress, anxiety, depression, ADHD, and bipolar disorder. Philomena is the patron saint of infants, babies, and youth. Philomena, patron saint of babies, infants, and youth. Little is known about her life, and this information was received by private revelation from her. Martyred at the age of 14 in the early days of the church. And St. Gianna is the patron saint of mothers, physicians, and unborn children. Her commitment to life and care for unborn children inspires the work we do with expectant and new mothers. Because St. Christopher offered protection to travelers and against sudden death, many churches place images or statues of him, usually opposite the south door, so he could be easily seen. He is usually depicted as a giant with a child on his shoulder and a staff in one hand. And St. Michael the Archangel, illustrious leader of the heavenly army, defend us in the battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of darkness and the spirit of wickedness in high places. St. Raphael the Archangel is the patron saint of healing. In Hebrew, his name literally means God heals. We can find Raphael in the Old Testament book of Tobit, where he is revealed as a healer of mind, body, and spirit. We can invoke his powerful intercession in our own daily lives. St. Monica, who prayed for her son's conversion for 17 years, certainly knew how it is to have wait, to encounter hardships, frustrations, and disappointments with a strong faith and with perseverance. And St. Anthony holds the child Jesus next to Mary of Nazareth, the saint most often seen in artwork, holding the child Jesus in his arms. Is St. Anthony of Padua. In Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2, and 10 to 12, Thank you for being my child's keeper. You are the shade on my child's right hand. The sun will not strike my child by day, nor the moon by night. Thank you in advance for keeping my child from all evil. You will keep my child's life from this time forth and forevermore. Psalms 18, verse 2 and 3. Lord, I pray that you are my child's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on my child. No plague will come near his or her tent. The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and my horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And Psalms 140, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the men of violence who plan to trip my feet. O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. Let the heads of those who surround me be covered with the trouble their lips have caused. No matter where I am, I will look to you as my protector, the one who fights for me every day. Your love and faithfulness, along with your goodness and mercy, surround me daily, so I will not fear whatever might come against me. My trust is in you, God, and I give thanks to you for your love and protection. And so, dear Heavenly Father, today I pray that you will protect and keep my daughter safe. You know where she will be and what she will be doing. You know the dangers that abound and surround us every day. Please send your angels to protect her. And so, our prayer for children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty.
All right, and just a sneak for tomorrow's saint of the day, Saint Katari Tekakwitha. And what a story this saint is for tomorrow with Mike.
No, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to that, my friend.
Yes, it's a all these saints, we thank God. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And we pray for Pope Francis, pray for all the clergy. We pray for those who are addicted. There are many addictions, many people suffering under addictions. And so we pray for deliverance. We pray for the prodigals, those who have abandoned the faith. We pray for children, and we pray for our priests. Thank you, Jesus, for all the great gifts that you have given us, the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Mike, thank you for presenting St. Henry today. And
well, you're quite
as
welcome.
We do every
I enjoy
day.
Doing it. There's a lot of these saints have a lot to teach us.
Definitely, definitely. And so tomorrow we have a great, great saint. I'll give you this an American saint. I'll give you that much.
Oh, you will.
And so we want to all become disciples by following you, O Lord. That's what we want to do.
And they sure have an example. They sure set an example for us.
That's correct. And that's what makes it all worth everything to become a disciple. And so we'll end with this. And so we'll see you again tomorrow. Same bat time and same bat station.
Same bat channel.
Here on same bat channel. And thank you all you out there in deeper truth land. God bless you all. And
we will see you tomorrow.
Guardian angels. See you tomorrow.